The Washington Opera House in Maysville, Kentucky will be the setting for a concert on September 19th by award-winning Russian concert pianist Dina Ivanova. Miss Ivanova is currently studying at the Tchaikovsky Conservatory in Moscow and has performed around the world, including South America, South Africa, various European countries, as well as the United States and Russia. With me on the phone is Mike Thomas, chairman of the local music committee, which is bringing Dina Ivanova to Maysville. Mike, thanks for speaking with me.
Well, thanks for letting me speak to you, and thanks for spreading the word to your listeners about what is really, for the past 16 years, has been an incredible experience that you can only have right here in Maysville or Carnegie Hall in New York. And for those past 16 years, we have hosted the prize winners of the International Franz Liszt Piano Competition, held every other year in the Netherlands. And this year, we have another great one in store for us.
This concert is part of the John W. McNeil Memorial Music Series. Tell us about Mr. McNeil.
Sure. Mr. McNeil was a very well-respected Kentucky judge and attorney, and he died unexpectedly. He had a great love for music. He was an organist and a pianist as well for the local Presbyterian church. And he loved all types of music. And so when he passed away, his family thought, well, let us set up a foundation and that will establish a music series that can run yearly with a variety of musical styles. And so in John's honor, we have, you know, included the Franz Liszt competition winners as part of the John McNeil music series, because we know he's going to be right there in the front row just smiling and cheering him on and wishing he could play like that. You know, so there we are.
And Dina Ivanova, she's obviously proven herself. She won the Franz Liszt piano competition. Tell us about her piano career.
She won the competition in 2017 in the Netherlands. And she was born in Russia and studied at the Central Moscow School in Moscow, and she's currently studying at the Tchaikovsky Conservatory. And as you said earlier, she has given concerts all across the world, and so we're so lucky to get her. You know, a little interesting story is one of our board members was on a cruise and met the marketing director for the Franz Liszt International Piano Competition, and he said, well, our winner comes to the United States and plays Carnegie Hall, and she says, well, we have a beautiful little opera house that's been newly restored and a new grand piano in Maysville, so why don't they come there and do a dress rehearsal before they go to Carnegie Hall? And by gosh, that is what has happened, and this is the 16th year that we have done that. So, you know, small world, great artist, and it all ends up right here in Maysville. And her concert that night is going to include works, of course, by Liszt, and Rubinstein and Schubert, and just hope to fill up this beautiful opera house. It's intimate. It's only 325 seats, so you're sitting right there next to her, you know, basically. So we're looking forward to it.
So this will be at the historic Washington Opera House in Maysville. Could you share with our listeners just the history of the venue?
Yeah, well, actually, this is the third opera house on this very site. This is the opera house that has been restored to 1898. It is owned and operated by the Maysville Players, which is the local community theater group. But the building was getting out of hand and starting to show great signs of wear and tear. And it was either we were going to lose the building or we were going to restore it. And this small community of 9,000 people raised $3.4 million in just a couple of years and restored this building top to bottom and made it a fabulous space, along with the assistance of the people who designed the recital hall, the music halls at the University of Cincinnati Conservatory. So it's got a nice sound to it. And while you're in the historic downtown Maysville, there are a lot of great little restaurants and shops nearby. The performance starts at 7 o'clock, so come to Maysville a little early, you know, and maybe have a little dinner and do a little shopping around and see what downtown Maysville. We have beautiful architecture, and luckily for us, the Washington Opera House is a big part of that beautiful architecture.
Has Rosemary Clooney ever performed there?
You know, Rosemary only performed here as a student at St. Patrick High School when they did concerts here. She never performed here as Rosemary, you know, that we know, and did a couple of talent shows here, but never a major concert here. Her major concerts here were always given for 10 years as part of the Rosemary Clooney Music Festival, which was set up, and Rosie did four of those 10 years. And she used that festival to establish scholarships and money to help restore an old historic movie theater where her first movie, The Stars Are Singing, premiered. And so that's why that was set up. And then she always had special guests with her, such as, you know, Smokey Robinson and Linda Ronstadt and Michael Feinstein and, you know, Neil Sedaka, and the list went on and on. And Rosemary did it for the first 4 years until her health was not in good enough shape for her to be able to perform. But the concert carried on after that. And it was only set up to last for 10 years. So we love Rosemary, and the Queenies are very much champions, as you know, of Kentucky and Ohio and the whole area around us. So they've been very kind to us. You know, George, we've had, we premiered his movie Leatherheads here with Renee Zellweger. They both came to town, and we turned this place into Hollywood for a night.
Wow.
I think that's why Maisel has such a great love and appreciation of music, is because of Rosemary. They love her. They claim her. They celebrate her. And I think that is just what is, it's just kept going. So Maisel has a lot of music. We have a community chorale. We have a community orchestra. We have a series of music concerts that happen all during the summer. So Maisel's a good music town, and it's a good place for people who like great music to come to experience it here at the Washington Opera House.
Thanks for previewing this concert and telling us about world-class pianist Dina Ivanova, who will be performing at the Washington Opera House, that's in Maysville, Kentucky, at 7 o'clock on Thursday evening, September 19th.
And it is all general admission seating, which costs $15, and that's only available at the door. Seniors 65 and over, only $10. And all students, doesn't matter what age, as long as you are in school somewhere, you are admitted free. So, you know, that's a great way to do this. The box office will open at 6 o'clock before her performance at 7, and her performance is expected to last 90 minutes, which includes an intermission. And if your good listeners, you know, can come out and come to Maysville, it's a quick trip right down either the AA or you can take 52 down Ohio Way and just cross the bridge and just come right over to Maysville. We are on West 2nd Street. Once you get into Maysville, like you're heading back towards Cincinnati. So it's easy to find. There's a big neon sign outside that says opera. So, you know, just come look for us, and you're going to hear wonderful, wonderful music by talented artist.
Thank you so much. I've been speaking with Mike Thomas, chairman of the local music committee in Maysville, Kentucky. For Cincinnati Public Radio, I'm Andy Ellis.